From KXCI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends to come on the air with us and talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Maria Matias.
Hi.
So you go to the U of A and stuff?
Yes, I'm currently a junior studying molecular and cellular biology, and I have a minor in Mexican American studies.
Oh, wow. Tell me more.
In high school, I became really interested in science, and I chose MCB as my major. And once I got to the U of A, I took a Mexican-American studies class, and I really loved it. So I decided, why not? It's something that I really enjoy learning about, and it's something that's like close to my heritage. So it's interesting to learn more about like the world around me.
That's so beautiful. Are they working together or are they completely separate worlds for you?
They're completely separate worlds in some aspects. I took a class, an elective called Sex and AIDS in the 21st Century. And the professor who taught it actually did research, AIDS research and diabetes research, but he focused on the Mexican-American community here in Tucson. They're separate if you don't pay attention, but like I feel like in the future, once I get my degree, like I can bring these two together and make them work.
Because everything is connected. So tell me about the work you're doing in the lab.
So I work in Dr. Daniela Zarnescu's lab, and we use fruit flies to model ALS, or better known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And I look at the metabolism of this disease, focusing a little bit more on glycolysis, which is the breakdown of sugar, specifically looking at an enzyme called PFK. We want to see like, how does PFK help alleviate these things that we see in the patients and in the flies? We want to see the cell aspect of it.
See how it's doing its job?
Yes.
What are the similarities between fruit flies and people?
A lot of the genes that these flies present can also be found in humans. So it's easy to model ALS in flies, but it's also easy to model like a bunch of other diseases.
Imagining that they have similarities, it's like beyond Jeff Goldblum, you know, like it's.
Yeah.
What kind of instruments are you using to be able to see so teeny tiny?
We dissect on microscopes, and it's just really a skill that you have to build. The more you look at it, the easier it becomes. We use fluorescent probes, and then we use a confocal microscope that uses like lasers to show us this fluorescent probe, and it's relatively easy to see the muscles and the motor neurons. We use really sharp tweezers. I would not use these tweezers to pluck any hairs. They're definitely way too sharp for that. We use really tiny scissors. The like tip is really tiny. Where we hold them is larger to like accommodate a human hand, but yeah. The like actual scissor part, the blades are really tiny so that we can cut through the larva, but not completely destroy it.
Yeah, that's a lot. So you guys have got it growing a lot of fruit flies. So do you just have a bunch of bananas sitting out on the counter? Like, how do you keep your fruit fly supply?
I think a banana on the counter would be very chaotic. Fruit flies are able to like mate really fast and lay eggs really fast. So we'll flip them to a new vial, and then they'll mate more, and we'll flip them to a new one until we have enough vials and we can get like enough larvae from that.
You have this interest in Mexican American studies. What do you see in your future after you graduate?
I'm interested currently in actually doing the accelerated master's program. I know that a lot of research that's like inclusive and that works with minorities and just health disparities is done at universities. So maybe finding a job at a university in a lab that focuses on diseases that affect minorities. With my degree, I hope to look at the cell like on a fine note. Any research, whether it's like really small or on a larger scale, is like really important. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to see that. So I think it's really important that everyone who is in research really enjoys what they do.
Do you ever listen to music, Maria?
Yes, I do. Every chance that I get. I'll listen to a lot of Latin American. My parents are from Mexico, so I'll listen to like traditional Mexican music, and then also like reggaeton, country, pop, pop punk, indie, like anything that sounds good to me, I'll listen to.
Thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursday, Maria.
Thank you so much for having me.